Enda, you are now entering a space for black history, a voice for the voiceless, the Harbinger on the Line Revolution, a marriage of chillers and platform that will last longer than it, girl's marriage. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungo yigi, even when they ask you, how sabi yini? Do not fear, for if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the most hated podcast in the land.
Most hated, yes. Yeah.
Beckley Beck.
No, I say let's focus on the love.
Yeah, the love is definitely more than the hate.
Yeah.
But if you look at all the podcasts, and which one is hated the most and loved the most, it's both us. both sides of the coin.
The unnominated podcast.
Yeah.
Which one?
Unnominated. Yes.
What do you mean? We're nominated for everywhere. For everything.
No, there was
there
was a podcast nomination. I forgot what awards it was.
Yeah. Are you for real?
They didn't have us.
That is stupid. Who's that?
And I don't know, man. And we had more numbers than all the podcasts.
That's
put
fucking
together.
Stupid. That's
we're nominated.
Fucking stupid. No, who's that? Let's put them on blast. Which awards are those?
No, we can't.
No,
no, we can.
No, they put our lights on, dog.
ESCOM.
No.
Well, fuck. ESCOM doesn't put our lights on. Who? Oh shit, okay. They bleeped it out for a reason. It's bleeped out. Are you saying that's weird?
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the weirdest thing ever.
Yeah.
Oh, and we love them.
Like, you know
much.
What? Yeah. yeah. The thing is, if you're going to cancel us and have like podcast awards or a category of podcast, a category of podcast, rather just don't have a category. All in all, because it's going to be like the elephant in the room.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, even the winner, when they get paid podcast, they're like, they know very well that, nigga, you're not the guy. You're not the guy they say you are, or you think you are, or believe you are right now. Yeah. That's so strange.
Because I checked out the comments. So everyone on the comments was like, and where is elephant podcast and chill?
Damn, City Girls is bigger than those podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies on the podcast is bigger.
Bro. Everything.
Podcast and Ride, I'm not so sure, but the other ones...
Hey, podcast and ride. Bachai sa nim. Bachai.
So, Penduka is here.
Yeah!
I am here. Coast Ladies here. I is here. Maligan is here. You are here. We love you guys so much. And this episode is probably sponsored to you by Bybit. If you want to trade, sell cryptocurrency, make sure you get Bybit. Check out the link in the description below and use our promo link. It's strictly for chillers.
Yeah.
If you want to start trading, man. And make sure you check out chillers. What's that? Crypto and chill? Chill and crypto? What's that other show with Gray?
Gray Chabesi.
Chiller.
I saw you with Gray Chabesi in London.
Crypto and chill.
Jake, you met up with Gray Chabesi in London.
Yeah, that's where we shot some episodes. But remember, you had to leave.
Oh, yeah, I had
so to that's
leave,
why
yeah.
you're not there, yeah.
Yeah. Dope, man,
yeah,
for real.
It was chilled, man.
Yeah, man.
We're also coming at you at David Mashabela Studios. If you want to use these studios, make sure
studio.
You email Mashabela at... man, I always get this wrong, man. Podcast at mashabela.co.za. Yes, that's the one. He was telling me the other day that like big corporations are now calling him because of the podcast so that he can help them build podcast studios for them.
Wow, so they want... Now they're consulting with him on building a podcast studio.
Yeah, because they heard his name on our podcast.
Oh,
oh damn. That's hey, crazy, big corporations, where are you? I mean, hey. How come you're not advertising, hey, big corporations? What are you doing,
anyway,
big corporations?
For a few months now, a few weeks rather, we've been talking about open mic, Master KG, what's going on there. Let's put this to bed right now. We're going to call... Nkateko Maluleke.
Oh, Nkateko Maluleke.
Yeah, he's the MD of Open Mic.
Sounds like a guitar.
And yeah, man, let's chat to him and find out what's going on, man.
So he's the owner of Open Mic?
Yeah, MD.
Wow, yeah, managing director.
Managing director.
Nkateko Maluleke.
Nkateko.
Nkateko Maluleke.
Hello.
I can hear you. I don't know if you guys can hear me.
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear. How are you, sir?
Loud and clear, mate.
I'm good. What's up?
Good, man. Listen, we all want to know what's happening with Open Mic. What's going on, man?
look, there's, I guess, music is happening. That's our core business. That's where I think maybe we could start. Music is happening. We are creating hits. And I think that's very important to start with. Mm-hmm. But also, when you're doing great, it attracts good and bad.
Yeah,
we know. We know, trust
yes,
me.
Yes, yes. You guys are suited to relate to that. So you are aware of the case now that's before the courts, claiming ownership of Jerusalem.
Yeah.
So basically, the matter is now sub judice. What that means is that the matter is sitting before the court.
Yeah.
We are disproving allegations, obviously with our own reasons, and also not to discredit the individuals involved. They are not known for hits. I mean, if they can just give me one or two of their own hits besides Jerusalem, and then we can maybe have a decent conversation.
Yeah.
So that's that on that issue. You know, we are aware that when you are doing so great, not everyone's going to clap for you. So I guess the season of not everyone clapping for us is now.
Hey, comrade, this sounds like a statement. This sounds like a statement. Remember, you've got an open mic to speak the truth here.
Yeah, the open truth and nothing but the truth. So help me.
We don't care about all of that. We want to know what happened with Jerusalem, from your understanding.
Also at a disadvantage of open mic is also an advantage of being run by a lawyer. So sometimes you do like narrating a background.
People don't care about all that stuff,
if
man.
If you don't ask direct questions, ask me, hit us up and then we'll answer.
What's going on with Jerusalem?
Jerusalem is a success. That's what's going on. We continue to be successful internationally with that track, even at this moment, 2 years later.
Yes or no? Did DJ Chauke, what's his name, Chamza Chauke, and yes. Biblos, do they have any copyright intellectual input in Jerusalem?
They don't have.
Ah, so they're bullshitting and wasting everyone's time by going to court.
They are doing what you just said now. I won't use your word.
Bullshitting.
Yes. I'm going to parallel quote you, but I won't use exactly.
Parallel quote.
Yeah,
wow.
Parallel quote. Yeah. Okay, you won't quote me verbatim. Parallel.
No,
okay, fair enough.
I won't quote you verbatim, yeah.
And then who owns the song?
It's basically a Rob Hoggish. The song was always owned by Open Mic. There's part of the statement that they issued that they were, Hasta Kijo was not even in studio when that track was recorded. I mean, how convenient is that? And also, if you look at the timeline of the claim, it's so interesting that they waited all the time. And then only right at the end are they now claiming that there's ownership. If I own something as big as that, and I believe that it's big, my claim would have been from the get-go.
Okay, Nkateko, so does
Open Mic
does Open Mic have a relationship with Biblos or Chamza? Because maybe they were the guys who used to hang around the studio or worked with you.
I'll tell you how the hang around studio is concerned. When our artists, because I don't necessarily go to studio, when my artists are in studio, whether it's recording or just, you know, brainstorming, there's always people hanging around. And those two were literally also loitering around the studio. At the time when my artists were working, that cannot automatically just make you the owner of a song. Just because
you're in the room.
And Nomcebo, did she get what was due to her?
Nomcebo is a feature on the track. She continues to be compensated as such and also acknowledged as such. If you remember, there was also an issue that almost ended up in court, but we managed to reach each other. She is a feature. In fact, we always credit her for the great success of Feature.
Did she get paid?
Yes.
Okay.
You settled out of court with her.
No, there was no settlement. She got paid. The thing is, there was never even an issue with her. She was a teacher. So I think, you know, the problem we have is we've got lawyers in this country who go and badly advise our artists, and then they go to the media. By the time it's now being run, or a case is being run by the media, it's run by individuals with no appreciation of the workings of this business.
Okay,
that's
before
the challenge we face.
Okay, before we move forward, let me just get one thing clear. All right,
we
so
are still open, moving forward.
Yeah, open mic. Yeah, we're almost done. I just have one more question. So Open Mic owns
you're
Jerusalem.
A little bit better.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, much better. Don't move. Just sit. Just sit and finish.
All right. So Open Mic owns Jerusalem. Master KG has gotten his royalties. He's been paid his due. So has Nomcebo. Those guys that you mentioned are not part of the song. Right,
they were just loiters.
Yes,
you're breaking very badly. I've tried to move around. I'm at my parents' home. I'm trying to move to the best part with the best network. Yeah, still, I'm still losing interest.
Yeah, okay. Last question is, because apparently a lot of artists from your label are saying they're not being paid monies that is due to them. They're only living via gigs right now. Your Makazis, your Master KGs, all those guys.
So, you know, the challenge, or rather the another aspect of this conversation would be those who are currently working harder, or rather getting booked, will make more money. Part of my strategy when I started with my class was to say, guys, we're all going to push, we're all going to work. So the focus is not just on Makazi or Master KG. Those two, even my team will tell you, I always say to them, don't come and report to me about how great Makazi is doing on my way. What are you doing with the other artists that we are working with?
Are you paying Makazi her royalties?
Yeah, Makazi is flipping jets somewhere overseas as we speak. Makazi is buying her house's cash. Makazi is fine.
Yeah, so that's from gigs. KG. She's gigging.
Not every single aspect. Okay, let me give you background into my profession a little bit so that you understand that I will not be in a place where I'll break my oath of office. I'm a lawyer by training.
Yeah.
So for me, anything that would speak on the oath I've taken to be accountable and responsible to the Republic, that would go against what I stand for as a lawyer. So already there's an obligation on my side to make sure that whatever we do is according to the...
Have you signed contracts with your...
This is what happens at Open Mic. Those are two different things.
Have you signed contracts with your artists? Have they signed contracts?
Yes, they've signed contracts. And those who have not signed contracts, I've always said to them, come forward. How will you? Remember also, the success of Open Mic is very interesting. It was two guys who were trying to make it work. So obviously, they were admin intense. When I was brought in, I'm admin intense. So all the things that were in place, whether it was agreements that were in place or whether it was notifications that were not done, they are being done. I don't know if you're aware of this. Beginning of this year, I got all my artists to come to the office to actually register as members of SAMPRA, as members of CAPASO, as members of, there's a third one, SAMRO. Right.
Samuel, yeah.
So what I was doing there was to say, guys, I understand that things are a bit haphazard. Every CMO is the collecting agencies that you need to be affiliated to or signed to. I'm going to call them into the office in one afternoon. We are all going to sit, go check if your things are in order. If they are not, if they are here, register. The same afternoon, some of my artists are actually getting money that they didn't know they had. So for me, it's like clapping for a fish that is swimming. I can't every time I do what I'm paid to do at Open Mic as the MD, go and report to the media that, oh, did you see? I've cleaned up all my admin.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because they're a million.
Because it's your job. Okay, last question before we let you go.
What I was hired to do.
Last question before we let you go, yeah?
Artist. Nkateko, last question, man, before we let you go.
Here's Aya, our sound guy. Yeah,
there's a source that the artists are saying that they've never seen their contracts and they're not being provided with the contracts.
Everyone who has said
so
to them
if you can divulge it, how much percentages does the artists get on the songs?
Obama
Master KG on Jerusalem and Omakazi on their songs.
Yeah, what are the splits?
Yeah, what are the splits? Yeah.
Question. If you can just maybe try again.
What are the splits? He was saying that artists have said that they haven't seen their contract. That's the first aspect of the question. The second one is, what are the splits on the song with all your artists if it's a standardized split within the company?
So that I can't divulge the splits, that one, because I mean, this is, unless it's the artist says to me, it's a confidential relationship between us and the artist. But if the artist is divulged, then I've got consent from their side. But also, as a record label, I need to give consent. So it's a mutual consent that is to be given about the details of the contract. That's one. So I'm giving you a commercial / legal standing answer on that. In terms of where somebody says there's no contract, I've encouraged whoever says there's no contract to come forward. In what has been signed and all the documents that were handed to me, I'll go through it. Again, it's always surprising when somebody says, I've signed a contract that I've never seen it. Why did you sign if you've never seen it?
That's a valid,
and also,
that's true.
These kids have phones with them. So if any kids, you know, and I'm a bit older, so I would say kids, these artists have phones. There's no way that they will see something as big as a contract. They'll walk without them taking pictures, right? But that's fine. That's besides the point. My responsibility is that if you say you signed a contract, that's nice. If you say you've never seen it, what did you sign that you've never seen? Okay, maybe I'm being political. Come forward. If you say to me you've never seen a contract, come forward. Let's deal with it case by case. But the blanket statement to say that open mic has signed artists that don't exist, for me, that's confusing.
All right, sir. Thank you so much for taking our call. Congratulations with all the success. I mean,
thank
your artists are rocking, man.
Thank you.
Sorry, what?
You know, I'm saying I hope one day somebody will invite us to come and talk about how great they're doing. Because we are pure black excellence, but no one is noticing that. They are seeing all the wrongs that's printed in the media. But thank you for the opportunity to clarify. You guys are doing great.
Thank you so much. Take care. And man, hopefully we won't regret doing this interview with you and all of this was lies.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye. Hey, man. Jeez, that's a lawyer for sure. Dribbling that.
Hey, he's Neo in the Matrix. With the bullets. That's a lawyer. Yeah, bro, he's a lawyer.
Anyway, man.
You guys were uncomfortable.
Hey, what?
I'm saying, I could see you guys were very uncomfortable.
No, not that we were uncomfortable. He was just like, we were asking him a question and he's just answering his own things.
Oh. Yeah, and any artist from Open Mic have a right of reply if they feel like, he's talking shit.
Yeah.
They're more than welcome. This mic is open also.
On to better news, man. Congratulations to Banyana, Banyana!
Banyana! Banyana!
Officially the champions of Africa.
Yeah.
Danko. They won the AFCON 2022 AFCON championship, man. I had a feeling they'd win, bro.
In fact, Bafana can learn something from them.
Yeah?
I'm saying Bafana could learn a whole lot.
Jeez, why?
What can they learn from...
Why can't we celebrate Banyana Banyana without speaking about Bafana?
Because Banyana Banyana is doing what Bafana should have been doing.
But they're not.
Dominating football in Africa. Mm. So they're putting them to shame. Mm. And there's no way you can mention the success of Banyana Banyana without mentioning the success of Bafana Bafana.
Yeah.
Or the lack of thereof.
Bafana Bafana is terrible, man.
Yes. Oh, Bafana Bafana is horrible. It's
but
garbage.
Well
it's
done
poo.
To Banyana Banyana. Back to Banyana Banyana.
Yeah, well done. Desiree Ellis and her troops. Well done, man. Like, yeah.
Also, incredible. Speaking about soccer, shout out to Benny McCarthy.
What did he do?
He's officially the first team strikers coach for Manchester United.
Oh, wait, Benny is part of the Man United technical team.
Yeah.
He's a strikers coach.
Yes.
Strikers. What the fuck?
Confirmed. Robert Marawa confirmed it, ne?
Yeah.
Aya showed me the tweet from
the
Robert Marawa.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, big things in it.
Nah.
Hey. Wow.
Hi, Bo.
That's insane, bro.
Wow, Benny,
shout out to Benny. But I think it'll take more than Benny to save Man U. It'll take more than Benny. Your team is rotten, bro. Within the core, there's a rot. There's a stink in the team.
Nah, I think we got a good season coming ahead.
Yeah, they said that last season.
Nah, I got faith in Eric Ten Hag.
Yeah, I'd like to believe that. For the fact that we've got our own Benny McCarthy in there. Ah, guys.
So I wonder what the contract looks like, man. Getting paid in pounds, bro.
Who, Benny? Mm. Oh, Benny's getting paid proper, bro.
Proper.
Definitely. It's Benny, dog.
This is Man
United. I mean, he's played in Europe, Champions League, won Champions League. Come on, bro. He's decorated. They'll pay him what they'll pay him.
Hey, South Africans are doing great, hey?
Yeah, dog.
Yo, South Africans.
Yeah.
All over the world, hey?
Bro.
Yeah.
That's insane, man. There was someone who was telling me that the main business module, I'm paraphrasing. So, please fact check this for me, Neone.
Hey, what's our fact checker?
She couldn't make it today. You like doing that, but you know.
Is she wait, fam. You gave her a part-time contract. No, for real. Like, facts are very, like, the bigger the podcast grows, facts, it's an integral part of the show. You gave her is it a part-time contract? We have to address this. The other times we're like, she just can't make it. Like, did your granny die? Like, nah, I just can't make it. Someone died. I just can't make it. Did you break a bone? I just can't make it.
Why didn't you raise this at the staff meeting we had earlier today?
Yeah.
We're at a staff meeting. Staff you, bro. What staff meeting did we have? What staff meeting? We didn't have a staff meeting, nigga.
Yeah, so the main business module of Amazon, right? They've got this Amazon Web or Amazon something.
Yeah.
But there's like a business model that they use, which was built, that makes a lot of money for them, was built by South African guys in Cape Town.
Yeah. No, but we've addressed this last week. We've got super talent in this country.
Fucking hell, bro.
But I mean,
Please get that for me. I want to get it right, man.
Yeah, we have super talent in this country, bro, but the government won't utilize it.
Ah, man.
Because no one's going to utilize it. The private sector tries to utilize it, but we have super talent, bro. Mm. I mean, we're part of the super talent in the country. You know what I mean? And government wants nothing to do with us. Mm. You know, they don't assist us in any way. No one does anything.
Yeah. And speaking about politics, man, what did you think about Ntlanhla Lux leaving Operation Dudula?
Hey, I asked a friend of mine who's from Forster, a very good friend of mine since like high school, grade 8.
Did you check that Amazon thing for me? You can't find it. Yeah.
You can't find it.
Hey, right? We missed the fact checker already.
Nah, the fact checker. Neil was lost in the Amazon, dude. You lost the chatine in Twana trying to find this thing. Ah, fact checker. Please give me a permanent contract, man, you know?
Yeah.
A friend of mine is part of, or was, also he stepped aside of the whole, he owns a spaza, right? He owns a shop, in an alcohol shop, like growing bottle store. And he's part of the whole thing. And I said, yo, what's up with the guy that likes, he's leaving.
Yeah.
And then he was like, the movement. And there's a right of reply for you guys, the Dula guys. He said the movement has been captured.
Whoa.
So there's some guys. So now, for example, the buildings in Joburg that have been hijacked.
Well, Africa's putting his hand up, why?
Oh, that's true. Come, hey, Africa, come.
Yes.
You see, I'm not making this shit up.
The buildings that have been captured, yes.
Yeah, the buildings that have been hijacked in Joburg.
Yeah.
So the guys are cleaning up. Their whole operation is a cleanup operation, right? Mm. And now they get there, the buildings are hijacked, right? Some of the guys from Dudula, some of the guys get there, chase away everybody, or the whole organization chases away the guys who've hijacked the building. Now some of the guys are like, ah, now you pay rent to us. Mm. You see, you should take the building, be like, where should we be taking this building? To the rightful owners? Some of the rightful owners have fled the country of these buildings. I know a guy from Singapore owns one of the buildings in Hillbrow, but he doesn't even get a cent from it. They've hijacked the building.
Wow.
People there are collecting, you know, and it's been about 200 units or something, you know, and someone is getting like 300K a month or 400 or 500 or more. So some of the guys there then take up this thing, like, ah. So then the guys, like my friend was like, then what are we fighting for and stuff, you know what I mean? And apparently he says, Ntlanhla Lux has always been clear on his stance that he's against illegal immigrants. Mm. Not just any immigrants, not just like, oh, you're in the country, you've got a passport, you've got a visa, or you're married, you've got a permanent residency, a visa in the country, sure. You know what I mean? Like, ah, fuck, go home. No, he's always said that. So I saw a video when Ntlanhla Lux is like, no, we're against illegal immigrants, not just all immigrants.
Because that was what the story was. Now it's as if they've separated, because Ntlanhla is about just getting all immigrants, like all foreigners, out of the country. So this, what was
no, it? No, Ntlanhla, there's a video. Yeah. A video, I think it was an ANC thing, or he was with ANC people, but it was an event. And he said that he's against, and now people in Dudula were singing. There was a video, a separate video, of people in Dudula singing, Ntlanhla is a sellout, or he's a whatever, 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 because now he's not against all immigrants. But he's never said he's against all immigrants,
yeah,
they say.
That's
yeah, so there's a rot also within Dudula that I'm hearing of.
Mo Africa, what did you want to say?
Mo Africa.
Oh, no. Oh, the guy who he joined Amazon in 1997. As a technical assistant to Jeff Bezos. He's from South Africa. His name is Andy Jesse. And then...
Jesse. He's South African?
Yeah, he's South African. So he's part of the guys who came up with the idea of AWS. AWS is Amazon Web Services. It's a hosting, like more like a hosting company that hosts our CIA. They host your Ubers, your Netflix. Like,
and that's where they make most of their money.
Oh, yeah, damn.
Most of
their money. So those guys will host the international Ubers, Bolt.
It's from Cape Town.
Yeah, it's the biggest hosting company in the world. Yeah. So,
They host far. Because I've always wanted wondered who does, like,
because the actual business of Amazon doesn't make the money.
Yeah, yeah,
they lose money actually.
So how do they make the money?
AWS.
Yeah, with regards to that.
So Amazon owns AWS.
Yes.
Oh shit.
And the South African came up with it. A guy from Cape Town.
Oh yeah, yeah, we've got talent.
Bro. Yeah, okay, with regards to that, they made it on purpose to avoid taxes in the United States by not making profit. So all the profit that they made, they invested money on other companies. That's why Amazon now has like a lot of companies.
Give it up for Mo Africa, the fact checker. Oh! Mo Africa, the fact checker.
Yo, Mo Africa, Mo facts. Shout out to you, bro.
Nice. So if the fact checker is watching this, you can stay at home, darling.
Hi, Mo.
Stay at home, love. Stay at home, love. You know.
Yes, okay. So did Ntanta Likes get booted out or did he leave?
Well, there was pressure already because he lost like the popular
vote.
Not vote, but the popular opinion of the people. But if you remember, Gang Anas is from Soweto Parliament.
Yes.
Soweto Parliament were the guys who said, enough looting, we're going to protect Maponya more.
Mm.
We're going to, you know, protect our hood. We're going to hear the cries of the people and try to address them. So now he says he's going back to focusing on Soweto Parliament. So, yeah, things don't sound good within the ranks. But it's a thing, it's not easy, bro, to have such a thing. Even like the ANC. In the 70s or whenever they were regarded as a terrorist organization by the government, it's not easy. Because even them, they had impi, askaris. Mm. It's not easy to try to do a thing that challenges a bigger thing, such as the government or a system, and not get infiltrated because they've got the resources, the money, and everything and whatnot. So it's very possible. It's just, and also it's difficult for a lot of people to fight for a cause on an empty stomach.
Ish.
And then now, here we are, we've just taken control back of a hijacked building that we know, because we were told by the neighbors that the guys who have hijacked it are making $500,000 a month.
Yeah.
There's no electricity there, but no one wants to be out in the street. So these 200 plus units, people are paying 3K.
Yeah.
There's 10 people living in there. So once they've taken control of this, with their empty stomachs, it's very difficult to go to government and be like, yeah, we've taken control of this building. Chase everybody out, clean it up.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Some people have been corrupt and just to
it makes sense what you're saying, because what I heard is it's a power struggle. So remember Operation Dudula, when it started, they didn't have a face, and then Ntanta Likes became the face, yeah. Right?
Also, he found it. He didn't.
Yeah, he found it.
He didn't found it, but he found it.
Yes.
He's not the founder, but he found it.
And then he became the face, right? And then when he became the face, now, like, it's a movement, like, it's moving, right? And the guys have aspirations to get into parliament. Because now all you need is 40,000 votes to get into parliament, right?
For a seat.
Yeah, for a seat in parliament. So the guys wanna, and he has no aspirations to do that. So I think that's where the conflict starts.
Yeah, because he doesn't want a seat there.
So now he's just going to focus on
now of the other guy. Oh, you see, they're enemies now with the guys who founded
me as well.
Who founded the fucking thing for seats.
Ish.
Hey, but fuck it, man. I feel like we're becoming politics and chill, man.
Yeah.
What's going on, guys?
People love this shit. We got the country talking last week, remember?
Hey.
The people love this shit, dog. Because it's a...
But it's not our strong point,
remember,
dog.
It's... No. Okay, what...
There was a lot of backlash as well.
What? Yes, there was. But what does it need to take for someone... For politics to be someone's strong point?
So for me, right, interviewing these politics, I now realize, okay, cool. We got to play in this space. As young people.
Yeah.
From what I'm hearing, I'm like, wait, cool. It's very important for us to play in this space. But also, you must remember, people don't come to podcasts and chill to talk about all this depressing stuff.
How horrible this is.
Yeah.
It's really horrible, man. It's really bad out here. It's an extreme
It's escapism,
sport.
You know what I mean? But now I find myself listening to the podcast, I'm like, fuck, it's politics in and
out. Not every day.
I think responsible. That's the problem.
Yes, I think we've got like a 3-week season of politics.
Yeah.
And it's seasonal. We'll move on to talk about our shit.
Yeah.
As we always do.
Yeah, let's talk about
we love.
IS pull-out game.
Hi, Mo.
Yeah. You pull up pool.
What happened?
Your mic is off.
Because let me ask you, when a nigga says he wants to pull out, what do you think about?
Yes.
When a nigga says, I'm going to pull out.
Yes.
What do you think about? Yeah?
Yes.
And then how's he going to pull out? How's he going to pull out?
What are the mechanics of pulling out? As he pulls out.
Before you come, right?
course. Yeah.
Thank you, God. Yes.
Do you know how I pulls out?
Wait, dude. And then you do what after out. That?
Wait, dude.
I pull out of these curtains. That's how you pull out. Oh, shit.
I've done. Hey,
tell us. No, tell us. Don't tell us.
No, no, I'm asking Gosi, after he pulls out, what does he do? Okay. Does he just pull out and then stand?
Yeah.
No. Okay, wait. Let me ask you better, right?
Ask the niggas.
You said...
Ask the niggas.
You, okay, even the niggas, guys, up to you. Now it's on the table. A guy's going to pull out, ne?
Yeah.
As he pulls out, so he strokes. As he pulls out...
Yeah.
Ne? Does he normally have his hands in the air and then he pulls out and the semen just comes out? Or does he assist the semen out? Or does he just go... And then, like that, does he go...
No.
Right? What does he do?
I guess you gotta handle it.
Yeah.
Yes, he yanks it out. He helps it out. Oh, right? Yeah. Because he doesn't pull out when the penis is right by the head. And then he pulls out. And it's like, yo, pull out.
Let me
go
explain,
in now.
Just.
I'm trying to understand.
You help it out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you give it a hand.
No.
Yes.
You pull out. Bro, you must get on this shit. I wanna land a hand. I wanna be there just before I come. I wanna land a hand.
So according to Aya, how he pulls
out. You pull out at the threshold.
Put his hand in the air.
So Aya, he pulls out according to him. This is what he was telling us.
What position is that when you have your hands in the air? Okay.
So he pulls out,
yeah. Yeah.
He says he can feel the cum coming.
Yeah.
Already at the tip.
Yeah, and then as it's about to come, he takes it out.
And then everything comes out of his throat.
What a mess!
He's like, dude, that's not how you pull out. That's why you got a 21-year-old son.
Yeah! That's how you're a son when you're 6. What? Not a bit.
You gotta pull out and then check it off a bit.
As you feel it from wherever it's coming from.
In fact, Aya, that's dangerous because the chances of falling off your woman falling pregnant, then it's higher.
There's pre-cum as well.
Yes.
There's pre-cum.
There's also pre-cum.
Yeah.
This nigga is like, no, I can feel it.
Hard dog, like you can, I can feel it. I don't need you. This thing was like, you guys masturbate during sex. No. It's not masturbation. You help the cum out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, dude, listen. The woman is responsible for that feeling you get of, oh, I'm about to come. Oh, I'm coming. That's all her. That's all pussy. The rest of your hand does the job because you want to be extra careful. Mm. You don't wait for it to, like, call it and then you're late by then. Because before you actually come, this cum that comes out. Yeah. Hence, pre-cum. Before you actually, like, feel the orgasm. Because with us, cum is orgasm. Before you actually, So I was like, oh, you guys are masturbating. Like, no. What do you mean?
Oh,
you yank it out, bro. That's how you pull out.
Niggas wild, man.
Guys are having kids.
You should have been a politician, bro.
Guys are having kids at 6 because they're coming out.
You know those politicians are wild, bro.
I know.
I heard Jeff Khatebe had a sex tape or some sexting thing.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
When?
What? If you Google it, the Fed Checker.
That's Durbin Goggle's dad. You know, you understand that? Are you for real?
Yeah, he tested some of his sound check and he's like, the clit must be present.
No, not a sex tape.
No, I didn't
say it. He was asking for a new...
Sexting, sexting.
Oh, you are 16. Sexting, isn't it? Yes, he was asking for a nude, man. I remember
What did he say?
The clit must be present. The clit must follow protocol. The clit must be present.
Then they called him Minister of Clit.
Now, which department is that?
Drop the
You don't know about that story, Muslim.
I don't know.
Yeah. He was 16, one of his honeys is like, the clit must be pressed.
Yeah, it's
and
very
he's referring to lube. And he's referring to lube.
No, the
wait,
clit.
Wait, lube. Lube?
No, I thought you said...
You don't remember that? This happened like a few years ago, like 2019 or something, or 18. Or 16 even.
Let Neo read the article.
You don't
then.
Lube. I'm present. No, he said he wants a nude, but he wants to see everything and the clit.
Must be present.
Read the article there. Yeah. What does it say?
So Jeff Khatebe once sent a text to a staff member from the union building, which was
who was 29 years old.
Members from the union.
29-year-old.
Yeah, 29-year-old.
A 21-year-old.
Yeah, so
29.
Okay.
So one of the explicit SMS was clit, as in like C.L.IT. Is requested.
Yes, yes. Is requested.
Yes, it was that. That's the text. I remember the screenshot. Clit is requested. Man, this nigga breaks it down and he abbreviates it.
Yo. And then you got, who's that guy I'll put in your mouth, eh? Who's the put in your mouth guy?
Kikaba.
Kikaba. Hey,
then you've got Kikaba.
Hey, these so politicians awkward. Are wild, dog.
Yeah. So awkward, bro. These niggas, bro. Instead of running the country properly.
Even the president of Zimbabwe.
Oh, Mnangagwa. I saw a thread on Twitter. What's up with that?
Let me read the article. It has been reported that a woman who once stayed with the Zimbabwean president Emmerson Mnangagwa. And his family has accused him of raping her when she was 15 years old.
Fuck.
Suzanne Mutami apparently opened a case of rape on Monday in Australia, where she's based. The woman was reported to have gone live on Twitter to reveal the allegation in front of 12,000 viewers. The president's name?
Emmerson Mnangagwa.
Office has apparently dismissed those allegations, calling them gossip and rubbish.
Damn.
Damn.
Clit is requested.
In fact, there's a tweet with where she said, citizens, I had forgotten to tell you that in 2010, Mnangagwa, ne? It's Mnangagwa.
Mnangagwa.
Got circumcised at Manyame Air Base, and he once ordered me to have a feel of his penis in his office at Defense House when I had gone to Zim. I was so uncomfortable and didn't have an option.
Jeez,
Agati very soon.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up, man.
Like,
bro. Having a 15-year-old, of course, if you're living with the family, she's, you know, they're supposed to be guardians, and you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what's sad, bro? Every woman I know has a rape case or like apparent rape.
Oh,
every
yeah,
woman I know,
every
bro.
Woman I've dated, even some that have never told me, but not every, but like 90%.
Yeah, it's very
you get prevalent. To a point in a relationship where you can talk about things. The one told me how she got raped by a cousin and friends, and she was like a kid, and they were like 14, 15.
Oh,
the other one told me about how she was 6 and got raped by a person they were living with in the house. And the mom found out, and the mom walked in at some point, and the mom was like, what the hell? You know, but the mom, you know, and there's also a tradition thing that plays a role, because the mom then was like, how can you do this, you? And she's 6, right? But
they never did anything
like,
about it.
Yeah, she didn't seduce the guy. She didn't, you know what I mean? And because the mom knew that if she tells her husband, husband will kill, like, the guy.
Mm.
Until today, the husband passed away a long time ago. I don't know if the guy's alive. She never told me who the guy was because I was very close to the family. And then there's other stories as well.
Hey, man.
One of my friends who passed away.
It's scary, man.
Yeah, Msizi Nkosi on Facebook. Had a thing you do, right, where he would be like, post and say, ladies, inbox me, it's a safe space about your rape ordeals.
Wow.
That nigga, he posted that shit like 2016, 17. Till he died, he was still getting texts in like 20, last year, 2021. Wow. Still getting texts of people, and you'd share the stories and hide the names. And like, it's wild, the rate of women who are just raped. And they just live amongst us who have rape story. It's like how all of us have bully stories. Like your guy from the hood stole your 3310. I've got a bullying story. I've got a bullying story. Woman.
Aya was the bully.
Of course, Aya, of course, is going to say no.
He shot the nigga.
Yeah, he shot a nigga when he was 6. You know, when instead of like shooting blanks.
Ice.
You know, dog was supposed to be shooting blanks in school. You know, in the bedroom as well. But that's where you lost it. In the bedroom, you're having kids at 6. When we were shooting blanks. But yeah, women have rape stories. The general.
So, how does Aya pull out from her gun?
Yeah, so how do you pull it out? Fam? Oh, you shoot and then you. Before the gun. Well, before it goes out the barrel.
You can feel it.
Yeah, you can feel it. Like, face it out. And you see that, oh, the nigga's dead. Like, oh, but I pulled out. The guy is facing up. How is he dead?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, bro, woman. Oh, so you've experienced that as well, bro. Yeah, women have crazy rage.
Bro, I'm scared, man, because I've got a girl child. And
same,
I'm like,
here, bro.
What
same
world
here
did I bring her into?
One of the reasons why
even my mom's got a rape story.
Yeah.
Shit, dog. Probably mine too. I just never heard it.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's crazy.
And that's the reality. Mm. That's the fucking reality, bro. It's fucking disgusting. And oh yeah, we're gonna have God Pen, I think, the next few days, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wanna ask him about there's a rape culture. There's a book you guys must read. Let me Google it quickly. There's a book that literally talks about rape culture in South Africa, and like from a research point of view,
and you know, that's how the Me Too movement started.
Yeah,
it's like Me Too, I've got a rape,
yes,
whatever.
Yeah,
because everyone, Bogota's just took it and far left.
There's a book,
they took an off ramp.
When you guys,
a South African night,
yes, when you guys get a chance, please Google rape .. A South African Nightmare by Phumla Dineo Qola. Qola. Aya, help. Qola. 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 Yes. Like, Qola. Qola. Rape. .. What's that? A colon. Rape. Huh. Colon. Wow. Wow. Wow.
And then?
Wow. You don't know what a colon is?
Yeah, come on now.
Wow. Rape, colon, a South African Nightmare by Phumla Dineo Qola. Literally, like, we have a serious rape. You remember, sorry to mention the UK again, but fuck, it's very weird to see a girl, a white girl, in town, in a miniskirt at 1 a.m., walking freely holding an iPhone 13. Mm. You know, not scared of being raped, of being robbed, nothing. And once upon a time, let me not even say that, but that's what we should be as South Africa.
Yeah, man, let's move on, man. Yeah,
this is dark, it's depressing, yeah.
Well, it's another story, actually, because you guys only just talk about rape. You didn't hear about the story of the team that was busy shooting a music video in Krugersdorp at these unused mines, and eight of the girls were, they had models, obviously, for the
group rape. The group rape, I heard.
Yes.
Wait, so it was a music video.
Yes, so eight girls were raped. Oh. Yeah.
Group rape. Now we're doing group rape.
Whoa, what do you mean? How did that happen?
So basically, a group was filming at an old unused mine. This is at West Village, right? And so when there were a group of like 10 suspects, and okay, basically they were even described as who wore blankets and balaclavas and mining overalls, right? They fired shots in the air, searched the crew, and ordered them to lie down before signaling to other suspects who then raped the woman.
Fuck
all the models.
Me.
Yeah. So even one of the victims went said that they were raped by 10 men.
Dude, and there's no security, because like,
no,
you're shooting a music video. Why would you need security?
I've shot at a mine dump before. Like in one of my music videos, because it's those, yeah, when I, those golden mountains,
yeah,
like Rebecca, I used to love Rebecca Malope,
yeah, yeah,
gospel,
yeah,
singers, you know, those golden, even who else, one of the Heavy K videos where like this gold, those mine dumps,
yeah,
right,
yeah,
yeah. You just go there, you shoot. You don't need security
That's
for that.
Wild,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. So these guys, basically, they were robbed of their clothes, cell phones, rings, passports, watches, handbags, cash, cameras, and other valuables.
Jeez, who's the artist? Do you know?
We don't know, but it was Red Button Production. That's the name of
what?
The production crew.
What button?
Red Button.
Oh, Red.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Heard something else.
So that's a very sad story. And I think about 67 suspects have been arrested.
Jeez.
Yeah.
So, at least.
Yeah.
We're still waiting for Blackie's murderer.
Yeah, we're waiting for Blackie's murderer. What's going to happen to those 65, right? Catch bail. And I'm hearing like people saying they from Lesotho or something like that.
Yeah, there was that thing that, because obviously, I think a lot of these Zama Zama miners, I think it's Basotho nationals, right? Yeah, like from.
Zama Zama being illegal miners, right?
Illegal miners,
guys who go,
yeah,
where there's no like mining license.
Yeah.
Dig a fucking hole and try to get whatever they can.
Those guys are ruthless, eh?
Of course.
Yeah,
but
they carry guns. I've actually watched,
lives.
I think, an episode, I think on Carte Blanche, of how these guys go underground, but they are like
I read once a story where, remember Zola 7's show?
Yeah.
So one of the people who used to stay in those mines, kind of in the northwest or whatever, reached out to Zola 7 to say, hey, come help my community. There's so much violence, whatever. Yeah. And then after that, she went on the show. After she recorded it, they shot her.
Are you for real?
Kid you not. True story.
So are we not, are our lives not at risk now when, you know, we condemn these things happening?
Yeah, hey, hold on.
Hey. But that's wild.
Dude, it's wild.
That's South Africa is a movie, bro. Like,
hey, it's a movie.
I was in the Uber the other time. So I get an epiphany and I ask this guy, I'm like, yo, bro, tell me the wildest, because I like stories. I'm like, tell me the wildest story you've had. Apart from someone not wanting to pay. He was like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'll tell you. I'm like, oh, for real? I was like, yeah. So a guy comes in. He's like, you see that kid? He pointed at a kid. He's a high school kid. You know?
Yeah.
Like a kid around that age, in his teens, walks into his car, pulls up the handbrake. So, of course, he's thinking, ah, you're a drunk kid.
Yes.
You fucking with me? Or...
what's wrong with you?
Like, yeah. Like, what the fuck? Dude? Are you okay? What's up with you? You know, because he sees a lot of different characters. Kid pulls up, whap, doesn't say a word. Next thing, someone gets in the back, he feels steel on his head.
Hey.
Gun.
Hey.
Right? Doesn't say a word. He doesn't move. They take everything in the car. Ransack the car. Take whatever they can take. Go. Now he's trembling because he could feel the gun. He heard it cock, felt it on against his head. He's trembling. Like, you're trembling, dog. Like, you're thinking, saying your last prayers on earth. The guys walk, they're about to bounce. Next thing, gunshot. He's thinking he's shot. He's been shot someone. He's trembling. Now, I mean, you're trembling, dog. Like, you think you're going to die. No, it's just glass all over him. They shot the dashboard. Now, he didn't resist. He didn't fight. He didn't do anything. He got...
just
why are they shooting?
Mm.
Then the guy's like, as in, so drive us slow now. Left. Now, how the fuck... and he's trying to drive. The car's not moving. The fucking handbrake is still up. Because he's shitting his pants. You know, I'm not... think about it. Like, the small thing, like driving, you can't do it in that... dude, you just gotta... you've never heard a gun in your life.
And it's loud, bro.
It's loud. And you're thinking it's pointing at you. Now, this shit happens daily with these guys.
So
Same guy.
So you drove and then...
he left. What are you going to do? He left.
So why did they do that? Do they want the car or what?
No. They put him through all that bullshit for lousy shit like phone. And the little fucking petty change he has from cash trips.
You know what's awesome?
Literally less than like 300, 5 clipper and a phone. Shit. Which they're going to sell like literally for peanuts.
Jeez, and why are they shooting the windscreen, bro?
Yeah. Right? Just that nigga just said, I'm going to use this gun. If this nigga moves or resists, that bullet was going into his
cranium.
So
you know what's
happening
in KZN also, is that apparently these, what they do, they kidnap the boat driver, the driver.
Oh.
And then obviously they use the phone. When you request, so they come to you. And then obviously what are they going to do? Rob you of your cell phone, your money, everything.
Then they open your phone because you've got the key.
Yes. Go to your, maybe even take you to an ATM, withdraw money. They are just, it's apparently it's crazy right now.
Wait, don't they use the app to as a driver? And then you as a customer, you request, and it goes to that driver who's been robbed. And then, because I've heard that robbers will put the driver in
yes,
the
booth. That's what I'm explaining, yeah.
Oh,
yes,
yeah,
they kidnap the driver, obviously. Yeah, they kidnap the driver. And then when you obviously request, just as a requester.
Yes,
like
me, I'm requesting.
Yes.
It goes to Mac G, the driver's
yes, but he's
phone.
Kidnapped,
guy,
yeah.
It's held by a hijacker.
Yeah, bro.
Sure.
And then you get picked up by a hijacker. And then if you're lucky, you end up in the boots with the driver.
Yeah.
If you're lucky. If you're not lucky, you end up on the pavement without life.
Hey.
It's bad. Like,
and that
I
guy had stories. Other stories. That guy had another story where a guy requested and then he picked up and then the guy was like, yo, sorry, wrong request. And that guy didn't know because you don't know where the guy is that he's going to pick up your request.
Yeah.
And as soon as he put his phone down, he had two guns facing him in Jersey. Guys, shout out to Uber drivers, man. Right. They help a lot of us out at odd times, like from parties, 2 a.m. Sometimes in the hood, like when I visited the hood and I'm coming back and they go and they they pick you up. Like those guys, literally, they've got the most dangerous job in one of the most dangerous jobs in South Africa. Now I know people are gonna say, yeah, but now we buy a rape, but that's like 1 out of 1,000 Uber drivers guys who harasses girls or a customer. You know what I mean? But those guys, and in the UK, fuck, I'm sorry to do this again. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Moshe, UK.
And then that's a hamburger. Hey. Next gonna be, you know, in Belgium. You know when you buy ice cream, dog? Fuck, let me tell you about the ice cream. Dog, in the UK, you get picked up by a white guy in town.
You guys have fun out in Pukwe overseas. Please, say again.
Hey,
but Moshe,
no, guys, they get picked up by like Bangladeshi, Indian guys, white guys, old guys. You're like, oh, fuck, this would never happen in Joburg.
Anyway, before we go, man, did you hear Taboo closed down?
Oh, shame, man.
Yeah, Taboo closed down.
Taboo, yes, it's closed
Taboo, the
down.
Nightclub, yeah.
Officially.
That thing was like an institution, dog. Ah. Like, when I started DJing, it was open.
Taboo.
And that was long ago.
Ago. What are your Taboo stories? What's your all-time favorite Taboo story?
Last time I was there was with Julius and Zizi Kotwa. It was an ANC celebration,
For real.
And I was like, yo, these niggas are living, bro. There's Porsches outside. Lamborghini.
Taboo's always like that, yeah. Generally, though. Taboo, man. I mean, wait, didn't the owner of Taboo pass away?
Yeah, he did, Chris.
Chris, damn. Yeah. Clearly, it's got something to do with that. Clearly.
No, it's not even. It's because Cyril closed the taps, dog. So they've got no money to launder. And the tenderpreneurs aren't there anymore.
Is it?
Yeah. You must check. If you watch these mixes where they do live mixes at like Konka, whatever, look how many people are popping bottles. It's just hubbling water, bro.
So you think...
There's riders.
Oh, damn. So shit.
So
even if Chris was alive, you think he wouldn't help but stay afloat? Because I think there was something special about him because that club was existing before...
No,
We even started DJing.
It's not a Taboo thing. It's not a Chris thing. Clubs in general are not making money.
It's just a casualty.
Yeah.
In a sea of other club casualties.
Yeah. Remember that tender money used to filter down to clubs.
Yes.
Because that's where the tenderpreneurs would get the girls and pop champagne.
Yes. Oh, especially Taboo.
Yes. You understand? So now there's no more of that.
And I mean, they're on prime in a prime space.
Yeah.
Ha ha. With prime media opposite. That's prime. That space is prime.
And the Jollof gang goes to the Jollof.
All the Nigerian, the big super Nigerian bowlers hit Taboo up big time. Rest in peace.
No, but now they go to Jollof places, Nigerian places.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Oh, like Black Door is owned by Nigerians.
Yeah,
because now Nigerian owned, like bowlers have clubs within. So now they no longer right. Mm. And South Africans would be like, speaking of that still, you know, but they just take money to their own, which is so beautiful in a sad situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're right, dog. My memories was, it's nothing hectic. It was like Ricky Rick, literally, he was pushing one of his songs and he came up to me to ask for like my number, because I don't go to Taboo that much.
Sure.
I've got like 4 instances,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
And that was Fresh birthday party.
Oh, you killed Taboo, bro. They wanted you to do your birthday party, man.
Oh,
you could have gotten them numbers. He killed it.
I have a propaganda.
So Taboo saw the propaganda of a party, and they wanted me to do the party at Taboo.
And he did it. Now it's closed.
Hey.
You could have kept them going for at least a year or so. But anyway.
Sorry about fear too, man. And I was just chillers wouldn't want to chill, go to Taboo. It's because it's so...
Posh.
Yeah, Ricky Rick.
Superficial. Yeah, Ricky Rick just came humble, but he was still Ricky Rick. I think... It was not the period of Nafukwa and whatever, you know, but it was still the period of when he was still very close with AKA and just breaking out. Yeah, came to ask for numbers, to ask to push songs and whatnot. And a few months later, it was like one of the biggest guys. Nafukwa came on. I was like, fuck, shout out. That's one of my most like fond memories of Taboo. Yeah. No crazy stories, I know, like of girls, roadkill, and just Ricky Rick, man.
Hey.
I remember Taboo for that. And it was just recently, like, after it was renovated. That was the last time I was at Taboo, funny enough.
Yeah.
Like, the other part. Remember Taboo just used to be a club.
Yeah.
Now there was an outside part. It was in the outside part it happened.
Speaking of roadkill, when we're in the UK...
Oh, no!
At the Mzansi Fest, this chiller comes with his mother. The mother wanted to be roadkill.
You told me this.
Okay, so he told you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
But he didn't say it on the podcast.
Yeah, so
no,
mother wanted to be roadkill, and the son kept going, "Hey, mama, sam."
And the mom was like, "Ah, ah." And now the son introduced the mom to the podcast. Now the son wants to, the mom wants to get shagged by Meg G. Ah. And the son is there like, "Hey, but mama, mama, mama." Meg G started to look at that nigga like a stepfather. What's up, son? Yeah, I'm trying to end one. How do you deal with that, dog?
No, I just had to chill, man. Like, yo, bro. She didn't want anyone taking any pictures. She was right here holding me. I'm trying to let go. My woman is there. The son is like, mama, I'm back.
Wow.
Was she hot?
Yeah. She could have got it.
Jeez.
Yeah, she was hot. She was hot.
Wow. If the son wasn't there.
No, if I wasn't with my woman, geez, you're going to go to the son.
Oh, if you're with the woman. Well, I mean, she can still get it with the son there. Like, you know, that's like, hey, man, watch this. Do you know episode 118? Shot it 3 years ago. Watch this one in the other room. Yeah? Go handle the mom. Let the son watch the podcast.
You do know that I have a woman, so I think you forget sometimes.
Yeah. No? You just said it. He said the mom would get it if the woman wasn't there. You said it.
No, if I was in a relationship.
Oh, I'm glad you cleared that out. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, but you said if your woman wasn't there.
No, I'm saying,
man. When you watch this one, rewind. Hey, is that what he said?
So,
if you didn't have a woman.
No. That the sun is there and my woman's there.
Yeah, but you
when,
said that.
When you went to the sun, not even if your woman wasn't there, you said the sun.
Oh, so I'm saying you could have smashed her even with the woman there. Oh, no, okay, my bad.
You forgot my woman, went straight to the sun.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, I'm fucked up.
Yeah. Anything else goes
to the
Kuli China, you know, he's finished his studios where he is going to be. So these recording studios are for basically for anyone to use for free.
Ah, yeah. Awesome. Email him at kulichana@mashabela.co.
Nah, come on, man. Wow, for real.
No, shout out to him, man. Shout out
to him, because you know why, right? A lot of young artists get rocked, especially by labels.
Just content creators, basically.
Yes, you know why? Because you know the rules, the laws of recording. You've got a record label, Big Fun. You've released many music and works. The laws say the studio, the computer in which the music is recorded in, that's the owner
of
the music.
100%.
So a lot of people rock artists by offering studios, not in a Kuli China way, but by saying, just come record.
Yes.
And then the master is left there, the project.
So if you get a Jerusalem, then you own it.
Yes. Like if Master KG came to record in my bedroom and I got a studio, I own the work.
Ooh.
So it's good that we're having Kuli Chinas where people can come, record, have facilities, and still own their own music.
What if he's doing that?
What are you saying about the podcast? Because I registered the company when I was still at Prime Media using their computers. What are you saying?
The episodes recorded there are owned by them.
No!
Me, I've never seen the inside of fucking Prime Media. I've never seen the inside of Prime Media.
So are you saying we belong to Mashabela?
No, Mashabela would never, man.
No, I registered the company when I was still at Prime Media.
Yes.
With their computers.
No, that's fine. That's internet.
We do that with every workplace.
Remember, you registered on the internet, not on... It's like if I go to CIPC and I register my company at an internet cafe,
okay.
They don't own it. That's just you established a company through the internet, but you didn't create work and stuff within the facilities of the building. Mm. So we could. Shout out to Cooley, man. That's a beautiful thing, man, he's doing.
There's no law like that, so.
There is.
Oh, there is, dog. When you. You can come to me and record.
Wait. You own the song because you have the separates and the masters. You can release it anytime you want. But if
You don't have. If, I own them.
If the, if the artist deletes the work in the computer, then you don't own any of them.
Yeah, but
when,
you see,
when they take it away. So artist must...
No, I didn't say if they delete, dog.
No.
If the artist remains.
But I'm saying, if you have the separates, yes, you can release the song and say you own it because you have everything to prove
it. I could even edit it. I could
change it.
I could even change the... Yeah.
But
I could even add myself as a composer.
Yeah. Artists must take their work when the, after they recording after they've recorded.
So there is such a law, but so that it doesn't hit you, you must delete your stuff.
Delete your stuff. Don't let the person have it.
Yeah.
So there is such a law.
But when you have the work, do you get what I'm saying? You have to have the work.
Yes. Yes.
In order to own the work.
Yeah. Most guys just record
it.
Take an MP3.
Yeah. It can be a WAV file.
A WAV.
Yeah.
Like a singular song.
An audio on Studio One and recordings of the vocals. Then you don't own the song because the guy has the separates and he has the vocals.
So I'm still right though.
Sure.
You opened it up by making it like I'm wrong.
The vaccine was kicking in.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's in the head now.
Ask yourself. So
where's that vaccine?
Is this guy vaccinated?
Guys, tell the X-ray to and vaccine X-ray to see what the vaccine kicks him up when I have things. You know, he does things. Sometimes the kijima so sweet. Sometimes the kijima will peep when he pulls out and doesn't use his fucking hand to yank out the semen.
Ghost lady, anything, ghost lady, before we wrap it up.
Guys, that's all. That's all. That's good. Good.
And you, Penduka, anything, man.
Vaccine, man. You got a kid now thanks to this vaccine, nigga.
All right, let me make some announcements, man. Don't forget to make sure you get the Vodacom caller tune on your phone. Just dial *117*987*80#. Who's got a Vodacom number here? Neo. Let's call Neo. Let's see if Neo has the caller tune.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you do.
Oh,
yes, you do.
Let's see. Let's see.
Hey, man, that's so beautiful.
Now is the hardest working employee.
Yay.
Employee of the month for Jan, for Feb, March,
April.
Now, shout out to you, dog.
We're giving up. We don't even compete with Neo anymore.
Yeah, like after Aya, or even Aya.
Yes, he did.
Let me hear it. Last speaker.
That is so dope.
That's so dope, man. Shut up.
Oh, the phone is connected. Oh, dope. Yeah, okay, yeah, that's there. It's just fine.
Yeah, watch the show.
Yeah. For a change, I'll watch the show.
Oh.
I'll watch the show.
Also, I got a special announcement, right? So when we hit 600,000, it was like such a monumental number that I thought it'd be dope to have these babies, but they took long because... Yeah, it takes long with production. So it took about 2 months. But I have now got limited edition grandeur.
Oh, shit.
Black bottle.
Ooh. Hey,
limited edition.
Yeah, fool.
To celebrate 600K. No, that's a sample.
That's a sample. Fuck, take this shit, man. What am I going to do with this, man?
Okay, we need to redo this. No way.
But shout out, though. Limited. Fucking hell.
Yeah, limited edition,
bro.
Man. We only got limited number. First come, first serve. We're never going to make these bottles ever again in celebration of 600K. Just visit the website, grandeurgin.com, to make some pre-orders.
So they can't get these at Macro?
No. Only online. I'm getting them this week. So next week, I'll bring a bottle next week.
Dope.
Yeah.
Micro selling these ones, though.
Huh?
No, macro. Huh? I won't get it.
Explain. No, we got the time.
Hi, bro. Explain.
Hey.
Go on, man.
That's a smart guy, man. He gets it, right? No, when you do something micro, you're doing a smaller scale.
Oh,
macro. Yeah, so he's micro selling. He's micro selling these, not macro selling.
Yes.
That's why macro's called macro, because they do mass bulk selling.
Yeah.
It's macro. Like, that's why when you're at church, your thingy, when your priest says, you want me to micromanage you, it means he must be in the room to watch you do the job. Micromanage is up there. You know, someone else is doing it, yes.
Which one is this one?
So I couldn't announce it in the next episode because I think by then we'll have 700,000 subscribers.
Oh, yes.
True. So it's gonna be,
oh, fuck. Are we going to have 700 subscribers by this week?
Yeah, this week.
Hey, what's going on? I don't even check those out anymore, hey?
Yeah, man. So, yeah,
fuck,
make sure you
hell.
Get these, man.
That's insane. 700.
Crazy, hey?
That's nuts, man. speaking of the growth of the podcast, how do you feel about there's a school where the kids are watching the podcast on this TV screen?
No way.
Remember we used to watch The Lion King?
Yes.
And The Little Mermaid?
Yeah.
And Pocahontas?
Yeah.
Now they watch the podcast on the fucking...
This one?
Yeah.
No way.
In class.
In class.
Oh, they could be watching this?
Yeah.
I was like,
No.
So actually I was like, yeah, now you guys have a responsibility to mind your words.
What?
I was like, yeah, that's not fair, man.
No.
Where's the sign? Is it here? They're over 18. It's here or here. Like, I am coming. I got my hands up in the fucking... It's somewhere here.
Why are you blocking guy?
Like, I am pulling out and not helping the people, and not helping the come to come out.
Are you blocking guy? Like,
you know? They're watching it talking in high school.
That's crazy.
And I'm like, dude, the things we talk about, because
I think they must put up a picture. Yeah, we'll mesh.
They'll put up that picture. Someone tweeted.
But actually, I kind of get it, man. If you take out all the sex talk and whatever, there's actually a lot to be learned.
There's a lot to be learned. Most
there's
of
a lot of information.
So we can be part of a whole curriculum, guys. Mm. Are you saying that?
They could play this in a life orientation class.
Mm. Oh.
You know what I mean? Not in a math class, in a geography class,
did
but
you just say math.
It's math. I am a teen.
You know when we're in the UK.
It's math. No, math is it's math. Yo, bro, it's math.
Hey, bro.
Mathematics.
Son.
It's math.
Hey, bro.
In maths, math, math, mathematics. When you shorten it, it's math. Math is also works. It's math. Math.
Anyway.
Oranjani, look at a smart guy here. Oranjani, you'll agree, dog. He went to Rhodes. That nigga went to Rhodes, dog. You know, like, he fucking went to Rhodes, right?
Yeah.
It's math. Thank you. It's math.
All right, cool, hey. Man. This week, we in Botswana, ne?
Yeah. Oh!
This weekend, yeah?
We arrive on the 6th, right?
Yeah, we in Botswana this weekend.
Botswana.
We're coming over, man.
Yeah, I sent him Pusabina. Yo, Botswana, I sent Pusabina a beat and she fucking loves it.
Yeah?
I might use that time to be in studio with her.
Awesome.
She loves the beat I sent. You know Pusabina?
Yeah, she's...
Wherever you are.
This nigga. You know, when we are in the UK, this nigga...
I didn't do shit. Your woman was there, dog. So thank you for that. Because now if I do shit, you're going to be like, hey, when I'm not here, this is what you're doing, man. You know? So I was very well behaved.
Mm.
Best behavior. Best behavior. He knows.
So yeah, make sure you check out the link in the description below to get your tickets for Botswana. We're coming out. We're doing a podcast live. Can't wait to check out the Botswana
the
chillers.
Whole team.
Yeah. And apparently niggas out there got money. Got more money than us, bro.
Oh, way more
so
money,
bring
man.
The merch, yeah?
It's
bring
crazy.
The merch.
Oh, yeah, I'm bringing it. Definitely lots of merch in Botswana, guys.
Yeah.
Lots and lots and lots of merch. Hoodies, t-shirts, beanies, hats, bracelets, watches. Not
everything,
watches.
Everything.
There's no watches.
Maybe they might end up buying things. Merch for the team because we can't afford it. Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, yeah,
you
yeah.
Just
What's this?
Anyway, what else? Oh, yeah, don't forget to check out the Chillers Market. It's growing. You can find items like clothing, home decor, kitchen equipment, skincare products, IT solutions, even tax compliance services, just to name a few. Like I said, we've got over 5,000 businesses.
Oh, damn, we've got tax compliance services.
Yeah, everything is there.
So we'll never hear 3 Thunderline make GO size 3 million rands.
No. I wish.
The Chillers Market got the niggas there, right?
Yeah. And this coming Thursday, man, let's show him some love. Blow up his Twitter, his social media. It's going to be Len Muleka's birthday.
Len Muleka!
The OG,
man. The ancestor of this shit.
Yeah, I was with him last night. He's like, yeah, so I'm going on leave. So I'm like, oh, cool. I'm going to come drink with you on Thursday. He's like, no, it's my birthday. I'm like, oh, shit, it's your birthday? I forgot.
Damn.
I even forgot my mom's birthday this year. I forgot my mom's birthday, and it's the same day as Ghost
Ooh,
Lady.
Let me tell you something profound. Fucking hell, you said that.
And you said happy birthday to me.
Yeah, I forgot.
And you forgot your mom.
So, 27th July, right? What was it, Tuesday or something?
When
was your mom's birthday?
Hey, when
no,
is
it's 14th July.
Okay, yeah, 14, mine's 27th July.
Eh?
So this time...
Your mom's...
Yeah, then I tweeted, I miss my mom. There was a split second where I felt like my mom... I could smell her, you know what I mean? Like, I'm like, I miss my mom. Then I deleted it on Twitter because people are full of shit. You know, some people saying bullshit. I'm like, fuck, I forgot it's Twitter, right? They're going to say whatever. And then the following day, I remembered the previous day, that day when I tweeted, it was my mom's birthday.
Oh.
Craziest shit ever. And I was like, that's fucking wild. Yeah. And it's a bittersweet thing to forget her birthday because I would always remember it because I still miss her because she passed away. And but now that I forgot, I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm healing, and you know? Oh, it's taken me a while to even get to the point where you forget it. But it was still beautiful, man. Mm. So, yeah, you reminded me of that. It was the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
I hardly tweet about her.
Yeah.
Always think about her. But that day on her birthday, I said I miss her. Haven't forgotten it's her birthday. Mm. It's the wildest thing ever. But I deleted the tweet for like 30 minutes because, oh, it's getting out of hand. People, you know, Twitter. It's fucking beautiful though, man.
Yeah.
My mom was
Don't be sad, man. I'm not sad.
My mom was visiting the other day. We had a fight, man.
Hey. What did you do? What did you do?
What did you fight?
No. What did you do?
No, you know parents, they like, when you grow up, they're like, you can't do this at my house. Get your own house and do whatever you want.
Oh, that's...
Then you get your own house and you come. And you do whatever you want.
Oh, wait. She was at your house.
Yeah.
She's passing you about shit you're doing in your house.
Yes.
What were you doing?
I came home late and we're eating. You know, we came back home after a night out with my woman.
Yes.
And we wanted to eat and we're making noise.
Yes.
And then she, in the morning, she woke up, she's like, hey, you guys are making noise. I'm like, yeah, it's my house. I can make noise. What the fuck are you on about?
But you knew she was there.
Yeah.
But she's there.
It's my house.
Yeah, she's your mom. Would you have an orgy? Would you have an orgy in your house with your mom?
Nah, come on, man.
Come on. Yeah.
There's kids watching, man.
Hey.
I don't know about people watching.
You guys have a bad principal. You have a bad headmaster if you're watching. If I'm speaking in your classroom right now, you have a horrible headmaster. Write to Panyaza Lusufi or something. Fuck it all. Go watch this shit in class. Write to Blade Zamanda or someone. Tell him to cut the bullshit. For real.
Yeah, but
it's your mom, dog.
Aye.
When she's in the house, it's almost her house.
Aye.
Of course.
Nah, bro. They said we must get our own house.
There are small things like smoking and drinking you can do. Right? But there's other things you can't be unruly because it's your house if she's there.
If she's there.
Ah, fuck it. If I did coke, I'd do it in front of her. It's my house.
Ah.
Hey, it's my house.
She can even bring her mom and her mom's mom, Ukoko.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com.